The holidays are supposed to be stressful, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe because I just don't write a lot of cards these years. I don't do too much of the cooking. I don't have to keep the kids entertained. Well, all right, maybe it is stressing for some people. But while stress is in the mind, you can shake it out of you by making your body do some moving, doing some work. I'm going to call her Salma because her full name is...
Salimatu Dumboya.
I love that name. It's very musical.
It is, isn't it?
Now, you're a fitness and health coach, and you're the coach at a well-known local hotel in Chicago, and I know that you've been a fitness competitor. What is that like to be a fitness competitor?
It's quite interesting wearing very low, small amounts of fabric on stage in heels. So
it sounds like it's more than fitness. It's kind of a beauty contest?
Yes, it's
a
beauty contest.
That's not right. I mean, is that embarrassing? Or, you want to be a serious fitness instructor, not a beauty queen?
I'm very good at shaping women's bodies. So in order for me to teach women to do that,
I
have
to demonstrate it. You've got it to
yourself.
Yeah,
so it's not that bad.
All right. For the stressed among us, what do we need to know? How do you unburden yourself of all this holiday stress that can build up?
Well, one of the first things is to just not stress. Don't sweat the small stuff. There's lots of things that are always outside forces that are always going to stress you out. You have the choice to change how that is.
It's a matter of choice, isn't
it?
You don't automatically, a button gets pushed and you add up stress.
Exactly.
It's the same thing with sense of revenge or hatred or rage or anything like that. These are almost choices that we make.
Mm-hmm. All every day. So I definitely tell most of my clients that the minimum, just start your day with something small as doing jumping jacks. Everybody knows how to do jumping jacks, maybe some push-ups, maybe a wall sit, just to get your body moving. And depending on what's going on for the rest of the day, at least you are able to relieve some of that.
It's amazing how you just get the heart rate going and the body moving a little bit. I help, I do executive training, executive coaching, and sales team presentation coaching. And I often say that, if they're tense, mm-hmm. as they're sitting there, get up, move around, breathe, get the body going, and it just is invigorating and it's soothing almost.
It is. It really is. There's lots of different things that you could do. Personally, I prefer to box. I like to box to get any kind of tension that I may have.
Even when you're getting your face boxed back?
I don't do that. Oh. I hit things. I don't mess with anything that can hit me back.
Oh, okay. So it's the punching bag and
yes,
such?
It's the punching bag. That's I release the energy. I don't take anyone else's in.
Yeah, though a lot of people do subscribe to that idea that boxing in the conventional form is a very exciting, thrilling fitness program itself.
Yeah, and it's just a good way to, in one fell swoop, to literally release a lot of things that are built up throughout the day, or even things that you're looking forward to, having family come in that you probably don't want to spend a lot of time with. So it's a good way to just get it all out.
Yeah, or the so-and-so-in-law is coming, he always is over-judging me, never finds perfection and never is happy.
And they're always going to do that. The outside forces are never going to change. Those stresses will always be there. The only thing that you can change is how you react to it.
Samuel, do you think that stress actually in the extreme can be damaging?
Yes.
To our bodies.
Physically damaging. Those different stresses that we take in, that's different chemicals that we're releasing, and that ends up attacking our different organs.
Yeah.
So stress is, in my opinion, the number one cause for most of our diseases.
It's interesting because it seems like it just insidiously builds within, and we're not even aware of it. And mm-hmm. suddenly you find, why am I clenching my fist or something? You have to almost be consciously aware of what's going on so that you can check it before it takes over your body too much.
Exactly. And the more that you start to move as little, even if it's 5 minutes a day, you gain that body awareness and you get to a point that you start to feel it coming on. Then that's a little tip for you to get up, move around, even if it's just walking around your office, just to relieve some of that stress, because you're always going to have that boss that comes on Friday at 4:30 with a 2-hour project for you to take care of.
There's so many things that we are unaware of in our bodies or in our minds, and you almost have to train yourself in kind of a broader context to be more self-aware. What are the thoughts that I'm thinking? Sometimes we get into bad thought patterns.
Often.
Yeah. Or bad speech patterns. We have, we're not speaking with a lot of expressiveness, or our body language is giving off unintended signals to people.
Yeah. And we do it on a regular basis. And often what we don't realize is that we end up projecting when someone else is giving us that bad energy, we end up taking it in and then in turn releasing it to someone else.
Do you have a blog? Do you write about these things?
No, I don't. I just talk to all of my clients and my students. Maybe one day I'll start a blog.
So how did this come to you, just through research and reading and talking to other people? Or did you find this on your own through how you took on stress in your life?
Well, I moved to Chicago from a suburb of Cincinnati in 2000, and I worked for a company that was very stressful. I worked in international tax, and I found out the only thing that kept me sane is taking that hour and going to work out. It didn't necessarily have to be at lunchtime. Sometimes I couldn't leave until 7, but my day ended up being so much better when I was able to get rid of that.
I know people, though, that stress. That they almost... It seems to me physically need to have a regular exercise regimen. I don't know if it's the dopamine levels that are triggered by doing exercise or something, but they almost have a move into a depressed state if they're not doing their regular intervals of exercise.
Well, endorphins are released when you do work out, but not only are those endorphins released, which gives you a natural high, but you're also letting go of energy. Every person that you come in contact with, when you get that call from that difficult client, you're getting that energy through the phone. So when you do those, when you do get your physical activity going, you're able to release some of that. So you end up getting addicted to it.
Yeah.
I know when I go home, I have to move more in order to keep my sanity.
So what did you say, jumping jacks? What are some basic, simple little things one can do around the house, around the office, that could cause a lot of the stress to just wash off them?
All right. I say your 20s. You do something for cardio, which would either be jumping jacks, jump
20,
squats.
Are you saying 20 minutes?
20 reps.
Okay,
so you do
right.
20 jumping jacks. Then you're going to do something for your upper body, which will be push-ups. If you have shoulder issues, you do push-ups on
wall. Is this work up a sweat kind of
You have that option. You either, if you do one set, you're going to get your heart rate up a little bit. If you have more time and you want to make it a workout, you do 3 to 4 sets and you will end up having a full out workout taking you less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, but if you're going to have to change outfit, go somewhere else to do it.
If you want to do more than one set.
Uh-huh.
If you want to do it in your office, you won't break a sweat, so you can do your jumping jacks, you could do your squats, you could do your push-ups, and then something for your core. So you just have completed a full body workout without leaving your office, without taking 10 minutes out of your day.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, isn't it, that these bodies are designed to work. They
to
are
move.
Designed to handle exertion. And we have all these wonderful labor-saving devices, whether it's an escalator, elevator, or an airplane, or a car, and we don't have to really strain the bodies as much. And so we have to almost manufacture and build into our daily routines sort of artificial work, and that is exercise.
Well, if you treat your body, if you think of it as a brand new car, a lot of us tend to take care of our automobiles a lot better than we take care of our bodies. If you have a great car and you put proper oil in it, you do your different your maintenance throughout the lifetime, it's going to last longer. If you have a brand new car and you're popping curves, it's not going to last as long. Same with your body. Just get up and move. Take care of it.
Salimatu Dumbuya.
Dumbuya. You said the first name. Wonderful.
Salma.
I like that.
It is a beautiful name.
Thank you
so much for coming in and sharing.
Thank
your
you so much for having me.